Okay, Duchess, this is side two. Anyway, I thought that was most interesting. Some of the aircraft, vehicles, contraptions that we travel in the course of a day. Each trip I have had into the Delta has been extremely adventurous. First, staying at the Palm Springs on that first trip. Second trip, staying at the delivery room. Maternity ward, and this trip coming home in this V-100, not to mention all the many people that I meet, most of whom I have met several times now, and so they're getting to know me. There's so much else involved, Duchess, but a lot of it to me now is SOP, and what you probably hear me chewing on is a piece of gum that I put in my mouth. Officially, as of the 15th, Jane Matthews composed a letter assigning me officially from USAV headquarters to DMAC in the Delta, and that's Delta Military Assistance Command, and I'll be working in the AG office, and I will send you the address sometime during the week, the end of this week coming up. I officially go there on Tuesday. Now, as far as I know, Duchess, I'll go there Tuesday afternoon. It will take me several days to get settled, because they don't even have a seat for me, as far as I could see. I'll be working with Captain Toms, who is a Special Services Officer for DMAC, and Paul Engelstad, who's the Entertainment Director for DMAC. And they have a small office that they share. I don't know where they're putting me, because I keep arguing who is going to sit in the office with me and all this stuff. It is anything but luxurious where I'm going, but it could be some fun. Of course, a lot of the times, such as I will be moving around, Kanto is centrally located between Sok Trang and Vin Long, and both those areas have clubs that I must supervise. In addition to that, I will also have Vong Tao, which is real nice. I mean, it's a bigger club. It's much bigger, and the girl that is down there, although she's brand new, or at least new as of a couple of months ago, her name is Jan Huebner. I told you about her. She's very sensible. She's a little older. She's 28 years of age. You know, she's had some work experience, and she seems to have a good head on her shoulders. And, of course, I attribute this to her being born and raised in New Jersey. Anyhow, those will be my four clubs, and they're in the three particularly, you know, outside of Vong Tao, are in bad shape. But, and we're moving one girl. We told Kay Decker, who was at Canto, that she'll have to leave and go to Pleiku, and she was very emotional. She cried and really carried on, completely immature, but she'll go. In fact, Tuesday morning, I think I'll fly down to Saigon and make sure she gets on that flight. I booked her on a flight from Saigon to Pleiku. And the girl from Pleiku is coming down, Barbara J., and she'll be at Canto. See, there's some problems, Duchess. I don't know that I've gone into these problems with you, but Dorothy Hilt is the club director at Canto. Now, Dorothy must be, oh, in her late 40s, I would say. And maybe not, but I think she's in her late 40s. I don't know. Anyway, she has worked in a club by herself in the States, some small club, for about 10 years or so. She is completely out of the picture as far as knowing how to do anything in Vietnam. Because Vietnam, as far as functioning, as far as systems, as far as methods, in everything, is completely different from any other thing in the world within special services, or more specifically within service club operations. However, it's most similar to what I experienced in Korea, from what I can understand from others who have worked in the States and in Europe. But Dorothy has never worked outside of the States, you see. So she is completely lost. Plus, she's got a couple of strikes against her. One, because she is older, there is definitely a generation gap between her and the young kids that come in. She doesn't even understand what they're talking about. She doesn't make an attempt to train them. This is the second or third girl she's had working under her, and Kay is very upset being under her, although she has met a young man down there, and that's why she was so upset in leaving. So, In addition to all this, we think Dorothy is alcoholic. From what we understand, she doesn't work too many nights, and she does not help the girls' program. She spends all her time in her trailer drinking. From 5 o'clock on, she's drinking. So that we have gone down there once before to try and catch her in this act, so to speak, which we did not. But it's very hard to land without anybody knowing it, because you have to get manifested, and then we don't like to be make it apparent that we are being sneaky. It's, you know, not the right thing to do, so to speak. Anyhow, she is going to be a problem to me, a definite problem, but one I'll just have to work with. But, you know, when you're dealing with a lot of people, you have these problems. You can't help them. I mean, you can't avoid them. They're there. You just have to do the very best you can. And then in the other clubs, we have other girls who are completely and totally inexperienced. They don't know anything, absolutely nothing about military life, nor about service clubs. And as I say, in the Vietnam, it's a whole new picture here. It's kind of a fight for survival in some of these areas. But this is what makes it interesting. I think going to Vung Tau once in a while will be very pleasant, because they do have a beach there that I will be able to go to. The Australian beach is nicer than the American beach. They have a pool. Of course, I don't know. That's just that I may get there once in 2 months, or maybe not even that. Now, oh, let's see. I had other mail I wanted to tell you about. That was a brief idea of what's happening to me. I'll send you the new address, Duchess, after I get there. I had some mail waiting for me when I returned yesterday, or this morning, I should say. I went to work at 7 o'clock this morning. I had a card, a birthday card from Cree Windus, and it was very nice. In fact, I had several cards, I think, since I spoke with you last. I had, of course, I had one from you, and I have them all in front of me here. I thought I really did pretty well. I think I told you about most of them last time. I had one from, let's see, who is this one from? Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, Eileen and Mrs. Peck, and then one from Cree, and I got yours, your second one, which is very, very nice. And who else? In addition to all those that I told you about, I had one from my mother, which surprises me no end. And I had, you know, one from the girls here. I had yours, and I had one from Don. Did I tell you Don sent me a lovely present? It was a wallet and a keychain, like a little key clip thing. Very nice, green, and he never forgets. He is amazing. And I had a card from Carolyn in Korea, and another one from Mish Matthews and Beth Carney, and I told you about this one from Aunt Rose in the gang, one from Ruth, you know Ruth, and one from Cho-Cho. So I thought I did very, very well. I also just had a note from Father Dombrowski. This gets involved too, but Father Dombrowski was in Hong Kong, sitting in some restaurant or something, and he started talking to a man, another GI that was there, and this other GI was a pilot who knew me from Bearcat. So Father was telling him all these crazy things we had done in Korea, and when this pilot got back, I didn't know this pilot too well. Anyway, when he got back, he called me and told me about it. And so Father wrote me a note, and I really should write to him. He's going home soon. He only has about 10 days left or something. I don't know if I can get a hold of him. But he's been moving around quite a bit. And I don't know. Maybe I can get him. Maybe I cannot. I have not heard from anybody else in country. Well, part of it's my fault. I haven't told anybody where I am. And plus, I move around quite a bit, too. Something else I wanted to mention to you, Duchess. There was two or three things. I always forget, and the tape runs out. They have, in a small gift shop they have over here, Army-Navy tablecloths, and they have various sizes. I wondered if you were interested in one. They have them anywhere from, okay, here are some of the sizes. You'll have to advise me, because I don't know. 70 by 90. And then 70 by 104, I think they're all 70. 70 by 108, 70 by 124, 170 by 144, which is pretty large, I think. Anyway, I would like to know what size would be appropriate for your table if you would like one. I was going to get one in the middle type thing, you know. In fact, I've had this card in my wallet for months since I first knew about this gift shop, and I've always forgotten to tell you. I should have bought it a long time ago because I'll be leaving this compound like in 2 days, and God knows when I'll be back. I'll be back, Duchess, but it may not be convenient to get to that store, you know. Anyhow, see if you want a tablecloth, Army Navy one. I think they're white, you know. They have a little lace on them or something. They're kind of traditional, and they're quite well known, at least throughout the military. I don't know if that makes it good, bad, or indifferent. Anyway, what else? I had all kinds of things. I'm sure I'm skipping around a bit. I'm looking around this room. I have so much garbage. I have to... this colonel that I was telling you about, Persky, he's driving me nuts. I'll be glad to get out of here in a way. He's got some kind of fixation with me, you know. It's like second childhood or something. He's always thinking about me. He's always calling me up, and he doesn't have a thing to do. He's an IG. He's a full colonel, and he is almost a complete and utter bore. I mean, I just have to get really angry with him. He wants to take me out to eat 2, 3, 4 times a week at least. First he said at minimum 3. And I told him it's entirely too much. I don't have that much free time. But today he called me this morning. Now, he's called every day that I'm gone, I'm sure, at the office. And if he can't get me at the office, because sometimes the phone's around, he comes to the office, which is worse. But he came up, he called today, and he said he had to see me, So I told him he could take me to lunch. I was so hungry at lunchtime. I ate enough food for 3 people, Duchess. And then he ran me over to the PX, which is good. You know, I mean, I kind of use him because I don't have a vehicle here. Plus, he said he would steal me a Jeep and fly it down to Canto for me, which would be ideal because I could use a Jeep down here. I won't have any transportation. And as long as I have my license, you know, drive around. The only thing is that Jeeps have to be registered. Anyway, I'll paint it or something. But we'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks. So, what else? He wanted to take a picture of me, and I just couldn't see a picture, you know. He gave me a picture of himself. I should send it to you. It would be worth a very good laugh. Anyhow, I have a couple of suitcases I have to pack tomorrow. I'm going to get nothing done today, because tonight I'm going out for this barbecue or something. And he said he'd take him to the Delta. He's going down the Delta. His first time into the Delta. See, all of a sudden he's very interested in the Delta because I'm going there. He'd never been down there before, never had a desire to go. All of a sudden he wants to go. But he is going down on business on Monday because he thought I was going Monday, but I'm not going until Tuesday. He doesn't even know where I am down there yet. He knows what city, but he has no idea where or how. And it's hard to locate if you don't know. It really is, because it's behind the big mud puddle. Oh, God, Duchess, if you ever saw where I'm going, it's wild, just wild. Anyhow. So he said he would take some luggage down for me on Monday if I wanted him to, so I'm going to pack the 2 heaviest things I have and ask him to carry it down. I'll take the 2 small ones, and then I'll have to leave my footlockers here. I can't take them yet until I have something permanent. So I'll put locks on them. I have plenty of locks. I'll leave them here, and then when I find permanent quarters, which will be like another month, perhaps I can move everything down. But I don't like this particularly because I'm still kind of spread out. Half my things will be here, half of them down there. And I'd have to try and pack very carefully so that I can get, you know, take my tape recorder, and I want to take my coffee pot because I don't use it for tea. And I have a lot of material stuff, you know, professional things that I would like to take. And I can only carry, that's the thing, I can't carry all that stuff, you know. So, it'd be great if he takes the 2 large suitcases. I was going to ask him to take a footlocker, but I thought he might think that a little ridiculous. So, anyway, he'll take them and drop them off, and I'll pick them up on Tuesday, I hope. I have to get a flight down there on Tuesday, too. Oh, this tape is going around and around, Duchess, and so many things going through my head. Many, I'm sure, I haven't told you again. But don't worry, I feel marvelous. I really do. I've gained weight. Part of it is because I haven't been smoking. I have smoked maybe four or five at the most a day, and today I've only had one, I think, or two. So this is part of the reason why I'm putting on weight. The other reason is because I'm eating too much. I really am. Even though on these trips you don't get to eat regularly, I do seem to eat more frequently here at Longbin than I did at Bearcat. Okay, tell everyone I said hi. Take care of yourself. Thank you so much for all the news. I read your letters, as I always do, and there were several things I want to refer to, but right now it doesn't come to me, and I don't have the tape left on here. I hope this is recording well, and it